Okay. So, Chofetz Chaim says as follows. Consider the following situation. You're sitting at a wedding table, and the people around the table start speaking Lashon Hara about somebody. So what do you do? Yeah? And then they turn to you, and they say, by the way, you know, he's a well-known swindler. Yeah? So they say to you, didn't you go to school with him? Yeah? Did he used to steal in school when he was a child as well? So they're asking you now to join in the discussion about the other person and to speak badly about him.
To confirm it.
Yep. So now you're faced with a problem. What do you do? Do you try and change the conversation? Do you get up and leave the table?
I don't remember.
Do you tell them off? What
I
do you do? Us? Yeah, but I don't remember. You're still listening to Lashon Hara. You're still sitting at the table with other people speaking about the other guy. Yeah? So he says as follows. He says, if you say, I don't speak about other people, they'll say, Frumak. Yeah, they'll say, oh, you think you're better than us. You know, you're being very self-righteous. Yeah? If you join in with them, then you've got a problem with Lashon Hara. So the Chofetz Chaim says, quotes the teaching of our sages, it's better to be considered a fool your entire life than to have Hashem think of you as a Rosha even once. In other words, it's quite clear what the halacha is. You're not allowed to join in the conversation. You're not allowed to listen. And you have to be moisa nefesh. It follows on from what he said last week. He said last week in the same way. Yeah, I was thinking about what we learnt last week. The same way that there were Yidden who were moisa nefesh. Not that they lost their jobs every Friday in New York in around the turn of the century, the turn of the last century, yeah? In the late 1800s, the early 1900s. And they said to the guy, come to work tomorrow. And he said, tomorrow's Shabbos. And the guy said, if you don't work Shabbos, then you've lost your job. And he would come home on Friday night and he's lost his job. But Chas v'Sholem, he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, Chas v'Sholem, yeah, even if it cost him his panosa, even if it cost him his entire livelihood, and he didn't know whether or not on for Sunday he'll find another job. Afal biken, there were many people, unfortunately there were some who didn't, many who didn't. Moshe Feinstein said they lost an entire generation of Chilul Shabbos because of that. But...
Well, not because of that, because he didn't go to job, but Shabbos...
There was two things. Number one was that a lot of people did work on Shabbos. They were tempted, they needed the money, and they couldn't survive, and they thought that they couldn't survive unless they worked on Shabbos, and therefore a lot of them gave in to temptation. And like Chaskel says, yeah, there were the others where the next generation was lost, the children were lost, because the guy sat at the table on Friday night, and he was thoroughly exhausted, and he was miserable, and he used to krecht, he said, oh, it's azoi shvetz az anayid. Yeah? And the kids heard that, and they said, well, if it's azoi shvetz az anayid, and it's so miserable, I don't want to be part of that. I want something better. That's the way the children thought. Famously, what's called Rabbi Pesach Kron. We'll find one. Yeah, yeah. Famously, Rabbi Pesach Kron tells a story of when he went to a kindergarten somewhere. Yeah, and on Erev Shabbos they do a Shabbos party. They have a Shabbos daddy and a Shabbos mummy and a Shabbos guest and all the children around the table. And the Shabbos daddy stands up and he macht kiddush. He said he watched this boy make kiddush. He made kiddush beautifully, mit hanusach and with confidence, holding the becher, etc., etc. And he said, Mekadesh HaShabbos. And then he drank a little bit himself and he shared it out to all the other children. And it was beautiful to see, says Rabbi Pesach Kron. And then he sat down in the chair. He stretched himself out and he said, I'm exhausted. I'm thoroughly zonked as Ashvei Revoch. Yeah, he was imitating exactly what his father did. Exactly what he saw at home. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim is saying now, you've got no choice whatsoever. You can't listen to the Lashon Hara. You can't join in the Lashon Hara. Whatever the consequences, if you have to lose your job, if you have to lose money, if you have to be embarrassed, Abba says mutav to be embarrassed in front of people than to be embarrassed in front of the Rabbi Nishlo. Okay, so we'll drink without milk. Shalom Aleichem. Nice to have you. Yes.
Start today the Torahway in Northwest London, Sunday, Tet Zion Adoration, 25th of February, Rabbi Favish K. Shlita, Simcha Shel Mitzvah. This week's Torahway is sponsored by family Stimler, Lechol Tzimuch and the son of Moshe Stimler, Neri Yoah, and Ruthie Adler, Shetichye. The discovery of Hashem is similar to the Mother Dog on Tuesday, 18th of Adoration. The heat of also in Tuesday, Vice Demo, Yisrael Hashem, Velitzilot. ולתפוס השבורים והחיולים במלחמו שיחזיר לבותיהם לשלום במהירו.
אמן.
In the beginning of the parasha in Kisisa, the Torah talks about the Machzis HaShekel. And the Torah tells us that the rule is that when we count the people, everybody has to give a kofer, a ransom, an atonement for himself so that there should be no plague. And the Pasuk goes on to say what you should give. So we know the famous, you give a half a shekel. Only here the Pasuk says, Zeh Yitnu, this is what they shall give. The rule is, obviously, that if it says this, you have to have it in front of you. You have to point to it. If it's not here, it's that. If it's this chumish or that chumish. So, zeh yitnu means this you shall give. So, Rashi points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe hera loy kamin matbea sharesh. Hashem showed him a coin of fire, and its weight was machzis hashekel. And Hashem said to him, Kazet, this is like this, this is what you have to give. We have the same situation where with the Zeh in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh in Boy, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, right? HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe, Hera Loi, Moshe, Levona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe, the Levona, like this. When the Levona is like this, then you know it's a new moon. A Chiddush HaChodesh. Similar, but not exactly the same, we have with the menorah. Kozeh. Right, by the menorah you shall make kozeh, like this. So Rashi tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a menorah, again, a menorah shel esh. So, what's the need for showing him these particular things? So, in different places, it's mentioned, Niskashe Moshe. Moshe had difficulty. Moshe had difficulty. So Hashem, to make it clear, Hashem said, look, don't ponder. This is what it looks like. I'll show you exactly what it is. This is what it is. So, on those three examples, we've got the Machzis HaShekel, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be shown, the Levona, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be shown, and the Menorah, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be shown. What were the difficulties in these situations? Well, let's take the easiest one, the Menorah. Right, we've seen the various designs in the Chumash, the Chumashim, today's Chumashim shows the pictures, beautiful pictures, and the Machlokes, we're showing them exactly how was the Menorah, whether it was the branches went like that, or the whether it's circular, Rashi learns it went circular. Well, okay. But one thing we do know clearly, without the pictures, we know in the Rashi, Rashi's in the Chumash tells us exactly how to make Menorah. You know, unless you're an architect, you're really in trouble. It's but with the knobs and the flowers and the cups, without seeing it, we can understand. Moshe Rabbeinu had great difficulty. Hashem said, I tell you what, look at this. This is what it'll look like. So once you've seen a full picture, you can work off the picture. Okay. The Levona, the same thing. The Levona, when it's in this position, with this size, the difference is minute. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to be shown. But what's the problem with Matbea Shelesh? What's the problem with the Matbea? In those days, money, a shekel was the weight, a shekel weight of silver, copper, bronze, whatever it was. So a half a shekel, it must have been a common coin that was used in normal commerce. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu's difficulty with the Matbea? So the Mephoshim want to say, I think it's the Kasav Sofer, I think speaks on this point, and the Kasav Sofer says like this. The Pasuk tells us that the purpose of the Matbea is Lachaper al Nafshe Seichem. This particular Machzis HaShekel went towards the binyan of the Mishkan, which was a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. So Moshe Rabbeinu had the famous Kasha. You put your hand in your pocket and you take out some money, and you give it to tzedakah, now I'm okay. I mean, this is not the Catholic region, Catholic Catholic religion, where the guy goes on the Sunday and he puts 10p in the box. You are forgiven, my son. You know, all your sins are gone. By uns geht nicht das Ei. I submit to give to Docker, but you know, by putting your hand in your pocket and taking out the coin and giving to Docker, you're not okay. That's not good enough. Much have been up to finish Rashtana. Much have been up. Clearly, so sin by the eagle. I'm going to dig a head. And because they give half a shekel, and it wasn't a terrific amount of money, because everybody can give, even the poor and the rich, exactly the same amount. So, what kind of a kapora is it? For a rich man to give a half a shekel, it's garnished. And for a poor man, why could that be a kapora? So the pshat is, Akash Boko Vashan said, no, it doesn't say shekel matbeya. Matbeya shel eish. It's not the coin that you give that gives the kapora. It's the fire that's within you that is the kapora. Matbea shel eish. It's davka mita bren, mita gishmak, the simcha of giving. It's not the pain of parting with a certain amount of your cash that's what gives you the kapora. Because to a rich man, it's not humble at all. And an old man who's not got much longer to live on this earth wouldn't need his cash fund anymore. Yeah. So, no, it's the fire. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. The simcha. So here you have very, very clearly the matbea shel eish. The machzis ha-shekel is a kapora because it went with the simcha of giving. We have an identical message again, dealing again with the Mishkan. Everybody had to donate various items, and the pasuk tells us that the Nasiim donated the Avnei Shohem. The Nasiim heviu es Avnei Hashem. This is later on in Vayakal Bikuri when he talks about the actual making of the Mishkan. It tells us the Nasiim donated. People gave in Vayakal. The pasuk tells us people gave so much the Moshe Rabbeinu had to say stop. Have we ever heard of a campaign where when it starts straight away, stop, we've got too much, we don't want any more. Klal Yisrael gave and gave and gave. And then the Nasiim, it says, they gave the Avnei Shem, they gave the precious stones. Rashi comments there, and the Nasiim is spelt without a yud. And this is to the disgrace of the Nasiim. We don't call them in their full name, the Nasiim. Missing a yud means they're not as great as they would be because they did something like this. They came along and they said, we won't give anything just now. Go ahead with your campaign. Whatever's missing at the end will... Yeah, you know, every campaign is, you know, doubled. Yeah, okay. So we'll give whatever's missing. But because... And Claudius still gave so much that they were panicking at the end. They didn't have what to give, so they gave the Avnei Shohem. They gave. Okay. So then we denigrate the Nasiim because they left it till the end. Come on. If we were to have a campaign, we need to have £1 million to build a Chesed Yeshiva, whatever, and a Gavir would come along and say, you go and do your campaign, at the end of the campaign, whatever you're missing, I'll give you the rest, and Itaka gives you the rest, we'd be very happy with him. We would put his name on, we'd put his name on top of the door, it's his minion. Because to do that is it could be you might only have to give 5p, but it could be you might have to give a quarter of £1 million. So it's a wonderful gesture. So why are we angry with the Nasiim? Well, the pasuk takes away a yud from their name, which is a terrible thing. Why are we angry with them? Is the Teretz, again, if they were excited, they've got a mitzvah to do, how can you wait? How can you wait? They held themselves back till the end of the campaign. No, the simcha was missing, Bazei. If you've got a mitzvah to do, and you do it with a bren, and there's a simcha, you can't wait. So the fact that the Nasiim were prepared to give a lot, that doesn't count. The truth is, Emes, it didn't cost them that much. Because where did they get the Avnei Shohem from? They came with their nanny covered with them on. So therefore, it didn't come out of their pocket, so to speak. It was a gift. Oh, but good, okay. Everything. The truth is, everything that we have isn't ours anyway. It came from the Ribono Shel'olam. So it's always, oh, but they were going to give whatever, but because it lacked the simcha, which is the main ingredient, that's why the pasuk tells us, Nasiim, not so good. So, this simcha, what is this simcha? So there's a pirish, I think it was called Ian Yaakov, I can't remember. Years ago I came across, I had a siddur, who's got a pirish on, and he's got a shtikala on the pasuk Yismach Yisrael Ba'isov, when in the second Kufn Mem test, the 149 Tehillim, the last one, the second last Halleluka, where we say every morning Yismach Yisrael Ba'isov. So Poshut Taich is Yismach Yisrael. Yisrael should rejoice Ba'isov with his Maker. I'm grateful. I'm so happy that I'm connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It says, Yismach Yisrael Bnei Tzion Yogilu should dance with joy, but Malcolm with their king. But he's got a slight different touch. And Be'emes is a shtikala akasha on Yismach Yisrael Ba'isov. Oisov is plural. Oisehu is singular. Yismach is, if it were to mean only Yisrael should rejoice with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is their maker, it should have said grammatically Yismach Yisrael Ba'oisehu, singular, his maker. There's only one Ribono Shel Olam. Ba'oisov is plural. So he says it's also referring to Oisov means his deeds. A Yid should rejoice Ba'oisov, meaning Kol echod bohem yismach, every Jew should rejoice b'chol dover shehu oisev, with the things that he does. What things? V'yidaber kan min ha-simcha ha-ra'uya. We're talking about a simcha which is correct, li'ish Yisrael, b'inyone avidas Hashem yisborach, in serving Hashem. I get up this morning, ooh, I'm going to put on tefillin. Oh, I'm so excited. That's how it should be. We get up in the morning, oh, agishmak, I'm going to put on tefillin. I heard, I think from my Ephraim Waxman in one of his tapes, in the difficult days of the Iron Curtain, when it was very difficult for the Yidden to do mitzvahs, a Yid came to Russia, and he was Mechazik the Yidden, and he gave a drosha that these people had never seen tefillin, never put on tefillin before. Tomorrow I'll bring tefillin tomorrow morning for Shacharis, we're davening at 7. I'll bring tefillin for you all, and we'll put on tefillin. So he comes to the shul the next morning, and it's packed at 6:30, way before davening. So he says, I said 7 o'clock. He said, yes, Rebbe, but we've never put on tefillin before. We're so excited. The gishmak, the bar mitzvah boy, when he puts on tefillin the first time, ooh, is he excited. That's how we ought to be, because we're honoured. Because Yismach Libo, beautiful words, his heart should rejoice with Sogel Nafshoi, Yishtashea, he should jump for joy because he's doing something. What he's doing is a Matano Gedoyla, is a gift from Hashem. Who am I that I should serve the Ribono Shel Olam? It gives me great joy, I'm doing what Hashem wants. Wow, what a simcha. And if that's lacking, you know, one's not meant to be arrogant or proud, but we have to be proud to be a Yid. Yeah, I'm going to go and tell the Goyim that we are better than them, but we are. We have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chaimel, Davidel, do me a favor, put on tefillin this morning. The Ribono Shel Olam himself asked us to do something. We do it, okay, I'll do it, I daven every morning, so I daven. The simcha is vital. That shows that you care for what you're doing. If a Yid doesn't go around all day long dancing with joy, I'm a Yid. About davening mincha, soon. And I've finished shachis now. I can't daven mincha yet, but I'm looking forward soon. About the simcha shows that you care for it, and that's what makes it valuable. Pinchas Roberts, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, writes in one of his droshes, he dashes on the pasuk in Boy, a gewaltige he'ara. He comes up with a very, very, very vital point. The pasuk there talks about the matzos. State in pasuk Ushmatim esam matzos. Simply, the Torah is telling Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the Yidden the instructions for the first Pesach, and he tells them things about chometz, etc. And he says, "Ushmartem es hamatzos, guard the matzos." It doesn't mean keep it from thieves. It means make sure the matzah doesn't become chometz. We know if you mix flour with water together, the chemical reaction which the Torah calls chometz, right, whatever it is, not exactly clear, but there's some chemical reaction with flour and together, and it, we use the word rises, but even if it doesn't rise, it becomes chometz. Be careful. Don't let it become chometz. So we know there's an inu, the grosser shmirah by matzah. We've got to be very, very careful. Chazal darshan on this, ushmaltem as a matzois, al tikre matzois, elo mitzvois. God the mitzvois. In what way? Mitzvah shebo liyotcho, a mitzvah that comes to your hand, al tach mitzeno. Don't let it become chometz. Which means, don't delay. Don't delay. Like with the matzah, there's no messing about. Once you put the flour and the water together, you have to concentrate entirely on what you're doing and don't stop until it's a matzah. You mustn't leave it. You've got to do it straight away. There you are. The same with the mitzvah. Mitzvah bo liyotcho. Don't leave it for later. Do it straight away. Don't let it become chometz. So Chazal using ushmaltem es hamatzos as a lesson to mitzvahs. Tetra Pinchas, it's incomparable. You can't compare the two. If you leave the flour and dough, what will happen? It'll become chometz. And if you bake it and then eat it on Pesach night, you're not yotzei mitzvah matzah, and you're chayav koros for eating chometz. The repercussions, the reaction of leaving the matzah, what would it cause? Leaving the dough, it will cause terrible destruction. You'll destroy the mitzvah completely. You have no mitzvah at all. If you don't keep it, we say, a chumra shminas matzahs. It's not. We have shmura matzahs. Every matzah is shmura. Has to be shmura. Which matzah is a matzah? You've got to be careful not to let it become chometz. If you let it become chometz, if you don't keep shmatim as a matzahs, and then you eat it, what have you done? You have not fulfilled the mitzvah at all. Forget, you've got a brick aveira. You've not done the mitzvah. If I have a mitzvah to do, somebody comes to me, wants me to help him a chesed, come do me a favor, come back tomorrow. Yeah? So, and I do it tomorrow. Not, I've done the mitzvah. I should have done it quickly, but I didn't do it quickly. I delayed it a bit, so, but I did the mitzvah. So one would imagine it's not very good. So easy makdim in the mitzvah. Just do it quickly, you can. But no. I did it a bit later, but I did the mitzvah in its fullness. So, you know, if there's boxes to be ticked in Shemaim, to ticks the boxes of doing the mitzvah, he did the mitzvah, he did it correctly, that part he did, he ticked all the mitzvahs. I did all the mitzvahs. One thing I didn't do, I didn't do it quickly. No. So what? So terrible. So how can Chazal compare the not guarding matzah with delaying a mitzvah? If I delay a mitzvah, I still do the mitzvah in its fullness, but later, come back later. I'm busy now. You want me to tell you, I'm busy now. Come back in an hour and I'll do it. And I'll do it with full fervor and energy and I'll do it in full. It's the same as Shemata with Samatzas. It's like matzahs. How can it be? It's a raya that the doing the mitzvah, bizarizos and straight away, is not the icing on the cake. It's not 5% on top of the mitzvah. It's an integral part in the mitzvah. If you delay a mitzvah, obviously if you're honest and you can't do it just now, it's one thing. But if you delay the mitzvah, I can't bother, I'll do it later. You're the same as with the matzah, you've damaged, it's an enormous damage you've done. The same with the mitzvah. Because again, the same word. If to you the mitzvah is a source of joy and a gishmak, why leave it for later? We all know when we have something good, we're excited for it. We can't get on with it. Not just children, when they want the new toy, they're excited for the toy. We as adults also, when there's something wonderful coming, we're excited and we can't wait. If you can wait, it shows that to you the mitzvah, it's felt. It's not just the mitzvah isn't as good. It's something very, very integral is missing in the mitzvah. The simcha of the mitzvah is vital. Ramatisho, Solomon Zecher Tzadik Lebrocha, commented on the pasuk in the Techacha, a very scary pasuk. The pasuk talking about all the horrible things that will happen, Nebuchadnezzar, Klal Yisrael sin. And then it says in the middle, Tachas Asher lo yavadat Hashem lekecha b'simcha. This is because you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. So Dr. Matisho, it doesn't say Asher lo yavadat Hashem, because you didn't serve. You did serve, but not b'simcha. Wow. If simcha is missing in the mitzvah, it's very serious. Tachas Asher lo yavadat Hashem lekecha b'simcha, b'tov leivov. When you do a mitzvah, the simcha is so vital. I'll show you the difference in reward. That's a piece from Reb Moshe Steinbuch, Zohar Gesund Sein, by Noach. In Parshas Noach, we have the story where Noach became drunk and he was lying in his room in a situation of disgrace, and Chum saw his father's disgrace, and he wasn't a good fellow. He went and told his two brothers, Bachutz, that his father was lying uncovered. So the Pasuk tells us that Hayikach Shem Vayefes es asimla. The two other brothers, Shem and Yefes, took the garment, Vayosimu al Shchem Shenem, and they put it on their shoulder, on their two shoulders. Vayelchu, they went into the room with the father, Achoranis, walking backwards, not to see their father in his uncovered state. Vayechasu, they covered es ervas aviem, the nakedness of their father, Ufneim Achoranis, and they kept their face the other way around, backwards, ervas aviem loy ro'u. They did the mitzvah of covering their father's shame. Only Rashi comments, Pashut, it says Shem and Yefes. Yet he says, Vayikach Shem Vayefes. Shem and Yefes took. Vayosimu and they put. Vayosimu is plural. Vayelchu and they went, plural. Vayichasu and they covered. Whereas at the beginning of the passage it says, Vayikach Shem Vayefes. Shem took and Yefes. It should say, Vayichu Shem Vayefes. Right? So we see from here, that says Rashi, that Shem was the instigator. He is the one that put more into the mitzvah. Yikach Shem. Shem took more than nisametz b'mitzvah yoser. He put more effort into the mitzvah than Yefes did. Okay. The outcome of the story was, Noach became aware of what happened. So Noach cursed Chom, and he blessed Shem and Yefes. He gave them a bracha for what they did. What was the schar? Rashi says, Shem received the mitzvah of tzitzis. He covered his father, so Shem, us, Klal Yisrael, had the zechus to have the mitzvah of tzitzis, a garment that covers our body. Yefes was zoche to kavura. Right? Kavura. In time of Gogomoga, whatever it'll be, there's kavura. He will have kavura to be buried in the earth. Is a big zechus when a person leaves this world. Shem's reward was tzitzis, and Yefes' reward was kavura. Now, kavura is chashuv, but if you compare the two, the mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah and the zechus of kavura is like comparing a fiver and £50 million. That's the difference. Tzitzis, the Gemara tells us, and we know what Pasuk says, or isim oisom chatan as kol mitzvos Hashem as isim oisom. Tzitzis has been throughout our history a shemira against chet. The Gemara tells us stories where people were on the way to do a chet gomor, a big aveira, and tzitzis stopped them. Tzitzis is a shemira, a moiridika armor that we've had against over through millennia. Well, here we are in the 6,000th year, and throughout all the time, Eden have been nitzel from chet through tzitzis. Work out how many thousands and thousands of Eden have been nitzel from chet. What olam habo has been created from the mitzvah of tzitzis. So that was the reward that Shem got. And Yefes was doche to kavura. No, it's a great zach. Can't compare the two. They both did the same mitzvah. They're both together by chasu. They went, they did, they covered. They went together and put the cloth over their father. One did more, and yet one got £50 million for his reward, and one got a fiver. Because Shem put more effort into it. Why put effort in? Because Shem was a geschmack on a mitzvah. I'm going to do kibbutz. Because this amitz for mitzvah yoseh, because he put more into the mitzvah. Why do you put more into mitzvah? Because it's something which is glorious, which is delightful. The simcha of the mitzvah gave the difference between, the two did the same mitzvah, and yet one had a colossal reward and one was rewarded. The difference between doing a mitzvah besimcha and doing a mitzvah stam. I'll give you one more. Moiridika teich in a pasuk. I only came across it, I think, this year. I came across it, or last year. I've not been aware of it that long. A glorious taich in the Pasuk in the Akedah. Muridika taich. Avraham Avinu on his way to make the Akedah. Gvaldika, okay, no time to discuss the Akedah. That itself is a shea on its own. But by the Akedah, Avraham Avinu is ready. Vayikach es machelas lishchot es banoi. He's ready to fulfill Ratzon Hashem, the most difficult thing, lishchot es banoi. A malach stops him. And he says, no, you can't. Avraham, the double expression, Lashon Chiba. When you repeat a person's name, it shows affection. The Klei Yikar says something which I once repeated this in a class to boys, and I told them this about, and I got phone calls that evening. How dare you say such a thing? You can't say such a thing. I said, my what? The Klei Yikar says it. The Klei Yikar says that Avraham Avinu was intent on doing the mitzvah, and he was so excited in doing the mitzvah, when he heard the malach call his name, Avraham, he guessed, they're going to stop me. He ignored it. He ignored it. Ke'ilu he hadn't heard. Ke'ish lo shemea. He pretended. His simcha, his excitement about doing the mitzvah was so great, he didn't want to stop. He heard a voice to say, you know, a child being asked to go upstairs, get a towel, in the middle of a very wonderful a book or a great game, and mommy says, go upstairs and get me a towel. I'll do it in a minute. You know, Avraham Avinu was so excited that he pretended not to hear. The malach had to repeat, Avraham, I'm talking to you, listen. And then, the Kesava Kabbalah, mommy's the icing on the cake. Avraham Avinu saw an aisle. Vayelech Avraham, Ekachas El, Vayelech Elo'ela, Tachas Benoi. So the translation of Tachas Benoi, in place of. Instead of killing his son, instead of shechting his son, he shechted a ram. Says that Kesava Kabbalah, there's another touch in Tachas. Tachas means below, on a lower level. Avraham Avinu said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you asked me to offer up Yitzchak, and now you said no. So I'm giving you instead an aisle, but I want you to know, to me it's second best. It's Tachas. It's Tachas Benoi. I'd rather, doing what you want, to me, I'd be happier if you'd ask me to take the stuff. You didn't want me to Shecht Yitzchak, but I'm doing it Tachas Benoi. To me, it's below. It's on a lesser level. And that's what you want. But I'd be much happier to do something bigger for you. Tachas Benoi. The simcha, it's a mitzvah. Mazena doch yidin. We're close with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The simcha shel mitzvah is our greatest joy. To be able to do a mitzvah is something which is matzil, which is gewaldig, which is bizocha, to do many mitzvahs with great simcha. Yeah, I was at Tuesday night.